I couldn't agree with John Harbaugh anymore. I think those guys had done a tremendous job of concerning themselves with what's in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
When they were 0-2 and the sky was falling, those guys were locked in. And they only concerned themselves with the next game. We sit here, and I'm king of it, and criticize Harbaugh for a lot. I think he deserves that criticism that we give him. However, you got to praise him when it's time to praise him as well. And he is one of the best coaches in the league when it comes to that acronym that we call WIN. What's important now? He is so good at keeping his team on that journey. What's important now?
Yeah, I agree. I think Lamar is a big part of that too.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he looks super. I know I hate to use the term locked in. They're all supposed to be locked, but he really does. Like, very serious, you know, like, this is not, no lightheartedness, just real serious about today's game. Like, it just, and I think that, you know, translates to the rest of the team.
But, Ed, you understand that even though everybody should be locked in, Jeremy, everybody's not locked in.
No, it's
so Jets. You can use yeah. that. You can yeah. use that in the National yeah. Football League.
No, they're not all Jets, seriously.
In. Well, like, if you think about that in specific, and I know it's a different set of circumstances, but that flight home, after the Ravens beat the Cowboys, and Marlon Humphrey is over there, and he's like, hey, man, trying to record Lamar on the flight. Mm-hmm. And Lamar's like, no, man, we ain't doing this. We got to get mm-hmm. – that's one win. We got to get locked in, and same thing. Yeah. And you look at the team. I mean, I heard an interview with Ray Lewis over the weekend talking about Lamar and this team and how they've been playing. I really do think the Ravens have the best team in the NFL, and it's weird watching Kansas City – have a guy that leads the league in interceptions, that threw two more last night, that threw for, what, 200 yards last night. And if he figures it out, good luck to everyone else, because Mahomes has looked terrible, and he's the favorite for the MVP right now.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs aren't looking great, and they're still 6-0. You got to tip your cap to them. They know how to win, man. They really do.
Yeah.
Did you see Mahomes, like, just knock over the defensive back in the end zone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just bam.
Yeah, but did you see him get throat punched and no call?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You got to make that call.
Yeah.
Well, what about the thing on the sideline, too? The old Kenny Pickett fake slide where he pretended like he was going out of bounds, and then he walked. I mean, he took off for another, what, 20 yards yeah. after that? And it's the same thing because defenders are scared to hit him yeah. by the sideline.
You know who I saw do that years ago before the ages of protected quarterbacks who mastered that move?
Who?
Joe Montana.
Yeah.
He mastered that move. He would run so hard to the sideline.
And then just stop.
Like he was really running, and he would slow down mm-hmm. and then turn up field. Hey, I saw him do it at least two or three times.
That's when you get throat punched.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Well, that guy, he got throat punched before then.
Yeah. Seriously. It's like, okay, you want to play this way.
But nothing you can do.
No.
Because next time you hit him and he does go out of bounds, yeah. 15 yards. Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing. Like again,
we don't like it, but we were quarterbacks, we'd do it.
Yeah. And here's the other part of it. Like, as you were talking about, like, keys to the game for this, penalties are a big part of it. On the road, as a road favorite, facing Tampa Bay's good, but I think they're an inferior team to the Ravens, and yeah. the Ravens should win this game tonight. Penalties and turnovers are the biggest things that can really set you back, because people don't even realize it. Like, a turnover is one thing, depending on where you get the ball, but a penalty to either take points off the board, take you out of field goal range, that all of a sudden makes it third and not so manageable, and then teams are handing it off and punting it back, that's a turnover to me.
Well, talk about being locked in. Does anybody here believe, like, and it, like Tampa, the game is in Raymond James, right after Hurricane, devastated the whole region. Are they going to be more up for the game than ordinarily would be, though?
I mean, those are the weird things that I don't think people factor in that I try to look at.
Because you know there's going to be it's got to be a ceremony before, a moment of silence. It's going to be all kinds of stuff about Tampa strong and all this.
I think it'll give them a fast start.
Yeah.
But when it's all said and done, you know?
Well, you still got a lot of guys, including our quarterback, that are from Florida.
Yeah. 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 So what's the key to the game, in your opinion, Ed?
Oh, boy. I just think that as long as the Ravens can run on them, they'll be fine. They're just a better team. They really are. The key to the game, though, will be the officiating, which has been, I think, terrible this year and last year. Maybe the year before that. Because, unfortunately, I think there are a lot of bad calls and no calls, and I think they can hurt a team. So, I think this game's going to be a lot closer than I thought when I looked at the schedule at the beginning of the year. I thought the Ravens were going to walk away with this. Now I think it's going to be a lot closer.
Key to the game for me is don't turn the football over.
Yeah.
Don't turn it over. If the Ravens don't turn the ball over, they win this game. That's simple. Because they're going to be productive on offense. We know that. The defense is going to do what it's going to do. The only thing you can do, Jeremy, to lose this game is to give the Buccaneers extra possessions.
Yeah, there's no question. Penalties, turnovers, look, these are always the things that we can talk about coming to a game. And I feel like with the Ravens, you can look at that number 30, and that's 8 plus 22. As long as those guys are doing what they're supposed to do, and I'm not even telling you he's got to come out and throw for 3 touchdowns or he's got to run for 2, you will be in the game and have a chance to win as long as he's getting his touches and he's getting his... Like, I feel like they're going to be in every game. Because if you factor it in this year, they have a 10-point blown lead for a loss and a toe out of bounds that who knows how that game would have ended. So, I mean...
Yeah. Lost this game on a toe.
If you had white cleats, it'd be a touchdown.
That's what
I thought it was a funny.
Pat Mahomes said,
that was
right?
funny.
Yeah, he did.
That was funny. Wear white cleats.
Would have blended in. But Lamar's 22-1 against the NFC.
You know that happened in college this weekend. Same thing you're talking about.
Really?
They couldn't overturn a play. The guy was wearing white cleats, and they couldn't see from the viewpoints of... They had to go with what was ruled on the field.
Right.
So, I mean, if you're trying to hide something or have some discretion there and keep it away from them, that's it's probably a good way to do
it. If you're trying to hide something, have white.
Yeah.
Hmm. Is that what you're saying to me?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Let's go to Kai Rice's town. What's up, Kai?
What's up, fellas?
What was that, guy? What the hell happened?
What was
that?
Finished?
Sorry, that was a yawn. You caught me right when I was yawning, man.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not Don King. I was Yawn King. Hey, look, man. Welcome back, by the way, Ed.
Thank you, man.
I think my keys to the game is we're going against one of the best teams in the NFL as far as yak ability. So you know where I'm going. Tackling well is going to be key, man. They're going to catch the ball, Rob. Just go ahead and make the tackle. And I would put, I don't know about you, Jeremy, but I would put Humphrey on Mike Evans. He played, like, if you look at the history, kind of playing well. And I would double the other guy.
Godwin.
Yeah, I would double Godwin because Godwin, man, he's the guy. You take care of Godwin, man. Mm-hmm. Mike Evans.
No, that's the other way around, man.
Yeah.
Godwin's the guy that's getting the ones because the stud's next to him.
Well, yeah. I think Godwin's – look, I love Godwin.
He's great.
I think it's a 1A, 1B. But, like, if teams are coming in, they're preparing to take away Mike Evans because he changed the game on one possession, whereas Godwin's a possession guy. And there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, he's having success. He's catching a ton of passes. But I don't think the Ravens are the ones saying, hey, we got to put Marlon Humphrey on that guy. Mike Evans runs a lot of deep balls. I think you're going to see Brandon Stevens not turning around again. So I think that's what you get, him running down the field, and that's you'll see him on him. Maybe you'll see sometimes Wiggins matched up. But, yeah, I mean, look, they've got weapons, and you can't forget about Cade Otton. They're tight end. Baker likes going to him, too.
They're 4-2 team, just like us. They're 4-2. That's a good football team. Tampa's no joke. And I agree with what Ed was saying. You know, you look at what he's done so far. Baker Mayfield's had a really good year.
He really has. He's been reborn down there.
It's weird because he had the one hiccup at home against Denver, who does have a decent defense. And, oh, by the way, they have the best cornerback in the league in Patrick Surtain as well because, I mean, he's out now with a concussion. But everybody he's faced, every top-notch receiver he's faced, they've been on, like, Revis Island.
Look at his stats since he's come in the league.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I mean, his dad was good, and I think he's even better. But, you know, like, looking at those things, it's a game-to-game league where people go, oh, my God, they were terrible there. Then the next week, things changed.
Yeah.
Like last week, how did the Giants beat Seattle? And then Seattle goes on the road and beats Atlanta. And then the Giants go home and lose to Philadelphia. And I know the Giants aren't a good team, but I'm just saying, they win on the road all the way on the West Coast, and you come back home and lay an egg?
Mm-hmm. Tonight's game should be good, though.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Am I the only one here, though, the Dreads, our team playing primetime?
Why do they? They're good in primetime.
You know, does it have to do with our schedule?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's only our schedule. That's it. No, it has nothing to do with the record. It has none of that. Lamar's good. Give Lamar a stage. You know what I mean? He's a performer. But, man, it's like, you know, people invite you out to watch the game. You know, you got to leave at halftime.
That's right. You got to leave at halftime.
It's something.
I'm not a fan of that.
It's something. You know what I mean? When other teams are playing Monday Night Football or Thursday Night Football, I don't get. You know what? I think that's it. If they're playing Thursday night, you know, for us, Friday's the layups.
Fridays.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You can come in Friday tired, standing on your head. It doesn't matter. It's one day. Suck it up for one day.
You can get through it.
But when you do it on Monday, you got to get to Friday. Yes. So I'm happy that they're playing the props out for all of you out there listening that can enjoy it. I am happy. We deserve to play on prop time. We're a prop time freaking team. However, there's this one little thing.
I think like
one little thing.
So I even asked, it's on a different level, but Mike Locksley, when he played on Friday night last night, I said, do you like these weeknight games? And he said, kind of, if he had his druthers, like every game would be Saturday at noon or what? 3:30 if it happened to be that, four this weekend.